The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
All or nothing at all. Half of love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. I said all, nothing at all. It's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all.
I love it. Swinging right here. Here we go.
Don't bring your lips close to my cheek.
Francis Albert Sinatra, well chosen there, Albert. We appreciate it very much. Poor Al. Every song he puts on, every trivia question, me and Frank jump all over the guy. So
I get savagely attacked for anything that I play. It's amazing. And then I try to mix it up with newer stuff and this, and then I get attacked again. This is why I ignore all of you and your requests and everything else. I'm just going to play.
Wonderful.
You listen. You know.
What I feel is necessary.
Oh, you know what you got? I meant to tell you this.
Oh, you want
too.
Me to play this? Yeah, no problem. Play that all day long.
We're going to go to the phone calls in a second. Our balance today, too.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yep.
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, Lord, I knew it would happen. Okay. Listen. I'm going to go to the calls momentarily, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Commissioner Bernard Kerik is going to join us. Bernie has worked very, very hard for Eddie Gallagher, and there's that trial still going on, and the commissioner has been at the forefront of that, and he'll break it all down. He's calling in 925, and that is an exclusive. We'll be talking to Commissioner Bernie Kerik about Eddie Gallagher, so you don't want to miss that. In the meantime, Al, we appreciate it. We know you're trying, and we know that you really do. You listen. Will you put on? There's a great song.
No.
Listening to the. That's it. I'll move on.
No, I'd rather hear this. This I'd rather hear.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great honor that I pay tribute to a marvelous human being, one groovy cat, Bruce Springsteen. The highways jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive. Someone's on the run tonight. There is not one place to hide.
That's me doing the old man singing Bruce Springsteen. Springsteen. So funny. You know what's so funny? When I started doing that, was interesting. When I first started doing Frank Sinatra, you know, when I would put the makeup on, I could walk into a room, no one cared. Nobody cared. I mean, it's like, oh, hey, Joe, nice to see you. Hey, very nice. I mean, as soon as I remember, I sang with the Boston Pops, Five Boroughs. We were aware of that. Sang with the Boston Pops doing this medley up in Boston. And I was booked. I walked in from the back of the theater just to be like, hey, Frank Macy entrance. It was like Elvis walked in. It was like, you know
See?
What I mean?
I'm not surprised.
And it was so popular that Joe was a few years ago recently mistaken for Frank Sinatra Jr., who had passed away.
So isn't that wild? You put the makeup on like that, you know? And it was, but with respect, always, always, always with respect to Frank Sinatra. And I'd always check with him and the family or the Sinatra Enterprises, Charlie Pignon. I always, even now, if something's going on or I'm going to say something on the air about it, I always check with the respect. And I think Mr. Sinatra always appreciated that because he was always just so treated me with such great respect and still missed the old man. Hey, 909 with Joe on the radio. Yeah, can I go? Let me go to the phone calls real quick. Big Julie. I love Big Julie, regular caller and kind enough to check in with us. What's on your mind this morning, Big Julie?
Well, first off, I like the big Al sound effect every day. It makes me die laughing. It's a great morning waker up. Listen, I want to call in about the, you know, Donald Trump with the Iran thing when he stopped the bombing. Let me tell you something. He's playing New York, that guy. There is nobody like the president. He's such a smart man. He's got a great negotiation position right now to do things. You see how he makes a problem and he puts it into a challenge, and he's going to get some things done. It's great to have him as president, and you guys are all great. I just wanted to say that.
Julie, we love you, man. Thank you so much. And people will say that, too, that he's – I just read several tweets that you're with the president and he's being calculated. But there is – someone said it right on Twitter here. I don't know if I can find it right now. There's always an end game. He's very calculated in what he does, President Trump. He knows what he's doing. So when he pulls back or if he pushes or he gives a Democrats some leeway, there's an end game somewhere. So I think we could take comfort in that. Hey, Ishmael, let me bring Ishmael to the airwaves. Ishmael, good morning. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
Good morning. Good morning, Joe. First, let me wish you a happy belated birthday.
You know, Ishmael, thanks for the correspondence and the nice card and everything. That was so sweet of you. Thank you.
Pretty much spelled out you as a dad, okay? But if I may, because I know your time is limited,
yes.
I'm just calling as far as now, not just the president, but our commander-in-chief. He made the right call as a general, as I see that the general had pointed out. And I'm sure our commander-in-chief has his eye on the jugular. And if need be, he'll do it.
So, yeah, you might be right, Ishmael, and thank you. And again, much appreciated your thoughtfulness, my friend. Thank you, and God bless you for that. It's true. I would, and I'm guilty as charged, and that's why I like talking to Colonel McGregor, is I would have taken him out. I would have just retaliated immediately, and I am. They always say you're a hawk, but they say if you didn't serve and you want to serve, you're a chicken hawk. But I'm just a son of my father, man, and he was a warrior in the Second World War and did not want me to go into the service. You're going to Vietnam if you go in, and you got to stay in college. I go, whoa, I'd look at Pop. He never told me to do anything. He never said, you look, I worked so hard to be a lawyer. I'm an Italian-American with the racism against me. And you know what? You got to be a lawyer. He never said that. He always just kind of let me do what I want. So when he said, don't go into the service, I'm going, whoa. So, but to the point, I always want to go, take him out. Go in there. Do like Patton would have done. Do like General MacArthur. I love when MacArthur was going after China. I like that. I'm one of those guys. You know, he was going to go invade China after Korea because it was, and no, not so much. And they fired him. But it's easy for me to say because I've not seen combat. And you can only, and if I was a politician, I would hand it off to the military. I would hand it off to the generals. And Colonel McGregor himself is saying, you can't do that. You know, so you have to understand and listen to, I think, a man in the military. And if you think otherwise, you can give us a call at 877-970-2999. Commissioner Kerr coming on just in about 10 minutes. Frankie Fibros.
Yeah, about 12
right?
minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That is great. Yeah, sure. I appreciate when we have guests the caliber of Commissioner Couric. He's kind enough to call in and to check in. Hey, but Al, I have a request here. You got to, if you could find this, Blood Brothers, the Bruce Springsteen song. Will you stop already? And not go ahead. And there's the Blood Brothers, the version, and there's a live version, which is great. No. If you could find it, it took me
no,
a while.
No, only
to
the studio.
It.
Studio versions. That's it. Sorry. I don't do live.
Ooh, sorry. Sorry. How is Alex Trebek doing, by the way? Do we know?
He's actually doing a lot better. And we really got to give a great deal of credit to James Holzhauer, who donated. This was the guy that went on this incredible streak.
Yeah.
And he made a substantial donation to a charity fighting pancreatic cancer in honor of Alex Trebek. Pancreatic cancer research. So absolutely want to give credit to him. Absolutely.
That's great. Now, you know, we're going to go to Bernie a little while. We're going to take a break, but I got to read this story. I got to stay with me on this. And we love you for listening, but this is the best one. A knitting website, is getting political and banning support of President Trump. This is the I don't even bother giving you the name, but they claim support for the Trump administration, reading here, is undeniably support for white supremacy. Do you see what was I saying in the 6 o'clock hour? Do you see what I'm saying here? This is the problem. This is what's upsetting. The website says it's not banning Trump supporters, but just talking about support for the president on his forum. White support. So then I cut to, and I happen to watch in a second spare time, part of the Black Klansman, Black Klansman, right? Right, Frankie?
Right.
The Spike Lee film. And by the way, so well done. Spike deserves, creatively again. But it shows a sliver, a little minute sliver of American society that was askew, that you and I had nothing to do with. And then it plays it on a broad, internationally distributed major motion picture, like all white people are racist. That's exactly all it says. And then they took clips of President Trump, and they take clips of David Duke, and they try to set up that the president and everybody in the administration and everybody who supports the president is racist. And in a film, people don't. And this is, again, I was talking about Bill Maher before, where he said that Oprah Winfrey should run and she could give the president a run for his money in 2020. But Bill knows, too. He said, because we're celebrity minded. Everybody's celebrity minded now. So when you see this, a film, young people will say, especially young people in the stressed communities, are going to think, oh, the president's a racist. They will see because of that film. And they'll think that. And when all these things get out there, and when AOC, who's immensely popular with young people, says down the southern border it's like concentration camp, all of a sudden this is the way these young people will get their history. And it's wrong. That's why when my kids come back from school, I deprogram them. And I was so pleased, as I told Duff Hyken earlier, that they actually are teaching the Holocaust in public schools. And frankly, I was shocked at that. And I was pleasantly shocked at that. So you can't, all these things get out there, and you want to just stop it and go, look, it's a film. That's why I asked Frankie about the Central Park Five and the Netflix series. You will see these series. You will see on HBO documentaries that have to do with a real-life project. The skew on it is so wrong, so slanted, and so, in my opinion, un-American, that it will become the news. And it's a danger. It's a danger out there, because you've got an entire generation or two that get all their news off of social media and these little sound bites that are just not the truth. And this whole thing about the Klan, and I'm insulted, by the way, when I see a film that says everybody's racist, and then you see the inner working, and it was fascinating to see. But what if we did a film? What if somebody who supported the president, that's what I mean, you support the president. Listen, I support the United States of America. I'm a patriot, and I love this country. And what if we actually took a part of society, of these people that are killing police officers? You know, and they were people of color. Let's just say that. And then you made a documentary or a movie, a major motion picture about that. Look at these people killing. It would vilify all of that type of person. And that's not true, because, again, it's only a small sliver that are killing police officers. Listen, one is too many. And one Klansman is too many. But it's not all of us. It's a sliver. And to make a motion picture of it, there should be like a graphic, Frank. You know, there should be a graphic saying this is fiction. This is not real.
Well, that when they say based on a true story, then usually it's pretty true to facts. If they say inspired by a true story, then it's not at all true.
And then they should also add, and we've taken dramatic license.
Well, I mean, that's what inspired by a true story is. So as long as it has that in there. But you're right. A lot of people, you know, they see that and they just take it as is. I mean, you saw that with a number of films that have come out in recent years.
And then if not to be political, but if you're like with the Unplanned, the pro-life story that came out, do you know how hard, and I'm not saying if you're for abortion, against abortion, pro-choice, I don't care. I don't care. I'm not making, that's not the point I'm making. The point is, do you know how hard that was to get that film made? Do you know how hard it was to get it distributed? And do you know how hard it was to keep it on Twitter? It's like, and that was just a choice, a pro-life choice. Oh my gosh, you can't do that. You can't. Well, they did. And you got to thank Mike Lindell because he put money into it and he believed in it. But and you know what? But when it's against America, it's against everything you and I believe in. Oh my gosh, it becomes an international motion picture and we're all racists. And you know what? I'm sick and tired of hearing about that because I know the good person that you are. Piscopo in the morning. It is 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. Commissioner Bernard Kerik is going to jump on board firsthand. You're going to hear about what's happening with Chief Eddie Gallagher and this whole case who many people call is a hero, Chief Gallagher, and Bernie Kerik live on the Piscopo Show coming up in a moment. Let's go to Debbie Duhame looking out for you on the roads at 20 minutes after 9 o'clock right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to go out to the island. Northern State eastbound at Lakeville Road. Watch out for an accident getting out through Lake Success. LIE westbound moving slowly through South Oyster Bay Road. We're still seeing volume here on the LIE westbound getting out through Queens, heading out toward the BQE through that new construction pattern. Eastbound LIE at the Clearview. An accident over there as well. Traffic is moving slowly for you as you head to the Grand Central Parkway eastbound getting out toward the Cross Island. It's all due to the problems on the Northern State. And watch for some delays on the Grand Central Parkway east at Jewell Avenue as well, with a collision just being cleared. Traffic moving slowly westbound BQE getting down toward the area of White Avenue with an accident. The Cross Bronx West right at the Deegan. It's an accident over there. Inbound GWB 40, Lincoln Tunnel 25, Holland about 20. Watch for some slowdowns over on Truck Route 1 and 9 getting up toward the Hackensack River Bridge. The bridge is in the open position right now, and we're still seeing some delays on 78 West getting out toward the Garden State Parkway. Partly cloudy today with a high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
If you've received a letter or several letters from the IRS, it means the clock is ticking. If you're receiving threatening notices, they will garnish your wages and levy your bank account. The IRS doesn't mess around. If this is you, call my friends at Rush Tax Resolution right now to protect you and your assets. 855-477-2255, 855-IRS-CALL. Don't try and do this on your own. You're way out of your league. I know the guys at Rush Tax, and they're the only company I trust and recommend. A-plus rating with the BBB, zero complaint history. One listener who owed $84,000 listened to my advice. Rush settled the case for $167. Another owed $37,000. Rush settled for $100. Call 855-IRS-CALL, 855-477-2255 for a free IRS transcript investigation and analysis. 855-IRS-CALL or rushtaxresolution.com. That's rushtaxresolution.com.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. It just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornados. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
Got it, got it. Hey, Joe on the radio, 923, Commissioner Couric standing by. I want to tell you about my friend's book, John Bramnick's book. He's the funniest lawyer in New Jersey. It's called Why People Don't Like You. This is a funny book, and John's a funny guy. But you got to read this book. If you go to Amazon and you type in Bramnick book, you'll get advice. You'll get advice. How many times have people, you know, you want to tell them and you don't know how to tell them? Give them this book, because it, stuff that they do that is wrong. Like this. Here's a rule. This is out of John's book. Don't grab me from behind or slap me on the back, and don't punch me in the arm. You know, playing this physical game is for third graders. How many times you see that? Hey, hey, boom, bow, ouch. Don't do it. Just be polite. Don't do that, you know? And by the way, this one too. Here's a good one. If someone stops you on the street and recognizes you, always say thank you for saying hello. Appreciate you coming over. Thank you for your kind words. I always do that. But on the other hand, do not walk up to somebody that you see on radio or television and don't stare at them and go, you remember me? That is the worst thing. You remember me? And don't stay there. And keep having them guess who you are, because that person wants to go, I have no idea who you are, nor do I really care. Would you please identify yourself? Do you remember me? Huh? Remember back in 1962? No, you don't. Please, you got to check out this book. You know, if you show up first to a diner or a restaurant, this is great advice from Mr. Bramnick. Take the worst seat. How humble is that? Because how many people sit in that far seat? They take the best seat? No, take the worst seat. It shows humility. You don't want to take the book too seriously, but I'll tell you what, it's as funny as John Bramnick is. You got to get yourself a copy just to check it out. Keep it around. It's great at a party just to go through all of this advice that John Bramnick humorously gives you. It's a great read, and I highly recommend it. You can order it on Amazon today by typing in Bramnick Book, Bramnick Book. That's Why People Don't Like You. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
It's Piscopo on the radio with Frankie and Alan. Debbie, 925 on AM 970. The Answer. We love you for listening. Commissioner Bernard Kerr, kind enough to check in with us, former NYPD commissioner, correction commissioner, and a part of the Eddie Gallagher defense team. Commissioner, you are so kind to call. We appreciate it. Bernie, give us the breakdown, Bernie Kerr, what's happening with Eddie Gallagher, sir.
Good morning, Joe, from San Diego. This is my fifth week now being here. We're going into the last week of Eddie's trial. And I have to tell you, during my 35 years being in this business, this has been a roller coaster ride that I have to admit I never would have imagined. So in the beginning, the new attorneys, Tim Pollitore and Mark Mukasey, who I recommended to come onto the team, they uncovered an enormous amount of prosecutorial misconduct, suppression of Brady material, exculpatory material. And then right before trial, the prosecutors put tracking beacons on our emails without a warrant,
wow.
Which is basically a federal crime. So the judge, first and foremost, let Eddie out of pretrial confinement and sent him home. Because of that. Two, removed the lead prosecutor, and the Marine Corps, they took a second prosecutor off the case because they didn't trust the leadership of the Navy's prosecutorial team. And then we went on to trial. So during trial, we've heard from the government's basically first four main witnesses against Eddie, and I have to tell you, I've never heard discrepancies and lies and you know, untruths uncovered by a defense team like I've heard here. And then in the middle of it all, when we thought we were just going forward and it was going to go to the end, one of the government's top three witnesses gets on the stand. Now, this is a prosecution witness. Gets on the stand and basically confesses to the murder of the ISIS terrorist. So if you don't think the courtroom was in a mess by the time that testimony was
Bernie,
over.
Bernie, you were in the courtroom when that happened?
Yeah,
I mean, that was as shocking as anything. That they must have just. I mean, what was the reaction of the judge, if I may ask?
Well, the judge was pretty cool. He was watching, looking at the. I think the jurors were shocked. I got to be honest, Joe. I was shocked. I interviewed this guy 3 weeks with Tim and Mark Mukasey and the team. We interviewed him 3 weeks prior. And he actually told us during that interview that the prisoner did not die from a stab wound. He died from asphyxiation. And during our interview, Mark Mukasey asked him specifically about his comment on asphyxiation. And his lawyer was in the room with us, and he stopped him from answering. He said, look, we have some issues. Before he answers that, we have some issues that we have to deal with the court on immunity. So I honestly thought, Joe, what I thought was that this kid, who was a medic, or maybe one of the other medics, maybe they shot up the terrorist with fentanyl or ketamine or something, slowed down his heart rate, slowed down his breathing, and that's how he asphyxiated. What I did not expect is for this guy on the stand in the middle of testimony to say, I cupped his air tube on his crike, on his neck. Yeah. Stopped the airway and stopped him from breathing, therefore killing him. So the courtroom went into a complete, mess. You know, reporters jumping over each other trying to get out of the courtroom. And then we had two more days of testimony. So today and tomorrow, the government's finishing their case.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is going to be an interesting, probably one of the most telling days. Because Mark Mukasey is going to get to cross-examine the government's NCIS agent, the lead agent, who in this case is probably the worst investigator that I've ever seen in my entire life. So that's going to happen tomorrow. It's going to be quite interesting. And then we get to put on our case if we choose so after that.
Commissioner, please remind us and forgive us. You're listening. I'm assuming everyone knows about this Eddie Gallagher case, and we've been tracking Bernie on this. And you got to follow Bernie on Bernard Couric on Twitter as well. Remind us, who is Eddie Gallagher and what exactly is he charged with, Commissioner?
Eddie Gallagher is a U.S. Navy SEAL chief petty officer in the Naval Warfare Group. He is a 19-year veteran. He's one of the most heroic guys that I know. And you know, Joe, I know a lot of these guys. Two Bronze Stars, the number one SEAL on the West Coast, the number one SEAL in Special Warfare Group 1, the number one SEAL in SEAL Team 7, awarded by his command numerous times. And he had three guys, what I want to call millennial mutineers, that basically claimed that he stabbed an ISIS terrorist who was on his deathbed. They brought the terrorist in, the Iraqis brought him in, trying to get some intel out of him, asked Eddie to take care of him. Eddie worked on him for about 20 minutes, as did some other SEALs, and three of these guys, these younger guys who despised Eddie, and we've proved that throughout this trial. They despised him. They hated him because he was so aggressive. They claimed he put them in danger in the field. And if you want to get nitpicky, they said he took my power bar from the refrigerator. Or from some bag or something. He ate my cookie butter it's completely bizarre testimony. That you would think, coming from U.S. Navy SEALs, it's just been mind-boggling to hear some of the nonsense and garbage. They're more like high school kids, grammar school kids, than SEALs. Yeah. And that's where it started.
And Commissioner, when you heard in the courtroom last week, Special Warfare Operator First Class Corey Scott admit to the killing, like, I killed him, how do they not drop the charges right away after that, Bernie?
You know what, Joe? That's probably the biggest question. And I think when this is over, we're going to make a recommendation to the White House, to Congress, that somebody not only takes a look at this case, but looks at every single one of these cases where you have special operators, members of the U.S. Armed Forces, Special Forces community, the Navy SEAL community. We are annihilating our special warriors, special warfare warriors, through this process that is the most, in my opinion, is the most corrupt process I've ever seen. You know, and to close out, Joe, the command has a JAG lawyer, has an oversight that's in the courtroom. There's a woman there that actually told the parents of Eddie Gallagher, 6 months ago, if you knew what we knew about your son, you would want him in prison. She said that to their face. And to this day, wow, we have proved otherwise, including a video. The government said we have a video of Eddie Gallagher that's horrific. And the only thing the video shows, that Joe, is Eddie Gallagher treating this guy for his injuries, who actually had blast lung because they hit him with a Hellfire rocket, and he had 3 gunshots to the leg over the arterial area of his leg and was bleeding out. That's what they had. They didn't have no horrific photos. They didn't have no horrific evidence. They had absolutely nothing. And Tim Parlatore and Mark Mukasey have demolished, have annihilated the government's case here.
Yeah. And Commissioner, how did you get involved with this, Bernie, before we let you go? How did you get involved and what is your role exactly in this?
Honestly, Joe, 7 months ago, 8 months ago, somebody introduced me to Andrea Gallagher, Eddie's wife, and his brother, Sean. And they asked, you know, we talked about the case. They asked for my recommendations. I think the prior lawyers on the case were horrible. And I recommended they speak to Tim Parlatore, who's a U.S. naval graduate who came out of the Navy and is a phenomenal attorney, a personal friend. And Mark Mukasey, who I think you know, you know, Donald Trump's lawyer, is, you know, and Rudy's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani's lawyer. But what's funny is once I got Tim involved, Mark called me one day, sent me a text one Saturday morning saying he was watching the Eddie Gallagher case on Fox News. And he said, it's horrific what they're doing to this guy. He says, I wish I could help, not knowing that I was involved advising the family. And I called Mark up. I said, listen, if you want to get involved, we could use you. Brought him in. And as a team, they have crushed it. I mean, really crushed it.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And then you've been very open, Bernie, about your criminal conviction. Have the prosecutors in the case sought to make an issue of you being part of Gallagher's defense team, sir?
No, they've not gone near there. There's no reason to. I'm not one of the attorneys.
Yeah.
You know, I assist in the investigations, the strategies, and the counseling to the family. So, they have big enough problems with the attorneys.
And where do we find you on Twitter? Because if you follow Commissioner Kirk, I speak to you listening now, Bernie, I don't know that a lot of us would be aware of all the aspects of the case if you weren't so vigilant getting it out there in social media. Where can we find you on Twitter Commissioner?
But, sir, you know what? That's the press's fault. They're in the courtroom the same way I am.
Yeah.
The press is in the courtroom. You know, somebody will say, I saw Eddie Gallagher shoot a young woman. And that's the headline. And then you sit in the courtroom and basically, no, I heard a gunshot. I saw a young girl fire. I initially said that it was ISIS. And the young girl took off running. Well, Eddie Gallagher was using a 300 Win Mag sniper rifle. If he shot a young girl in the stomach, it would blow a hole in her and she would drop.
Yeah.
You know, so there's all these discrepancies. The reporters don't put that.
Yeah, well said. At Bernard Kerik online to follow this case. Bernie, great job. And thank you. We are very grateful that you take the time to call the show in the morning, Commissioner, and don't take it for granted, Bernie. Thanks so much. Let's talk soon if we can.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good day.
you too, indeed. Commissioner Bernard Kerik talking about the Eddie Gallagher case. And you can follow Bernie. And the only way I know about all the aspects, and to Bernie's point, the press will not cover as much as they should. You can go to at Bernard Kerik. 938 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. I'll go to the call as soon as we come back from Al doing the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
75 degrees at 938. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Three public schools in Long Beach closed today because a student was diagnosed with E. coli. The Long Island town has been under a boil water alert since last Friday after the bacteria was detected during routine water testing. The three schools that have been shut down are East, West, and Lindell schools. New York State has delivered 85,000 bottles of water to Long Beach while looking for the source of the contamination. People are being told to boil tap water for drinking, brushing teeth, washing hands, and bathing babies. Uber is teaming up with a healthcare startup to provide patient rides, Grand Rounds contracts with large employers, including Costco, Target, Comcast, and Walmart, to help workers find services that are covered by insurance. Uber is free to Grand Rounds members, with the cost of the ride covered by the startup. Ride-sharing companies are cashing in on providing non-emergency medical transport, as over 3 million Americans miss their doctor's appointments annually due to the lack of a ride. In sports, Jay Happ ripped for 8 runs in 4-plus innings. Yankees lost 9-4 to the Astros in the Bronx. Seth Lugo served up a 3-run homer to Javier Baez in the 8th inning. Mets lost 5-3 to the Cubs at Wrigley. Pete Alonso hit his 27th home run, breaking Daryl Strawberry's club record for a rookie. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening right now with New Jersey Transit. We're seeing delays of 15 minutes into and out of New York's Penn Station with some ongoing issues involving single tracking between Newark and Secaucus. Let's take a spin over to the roads. If you're heading over to the Cross Bronx West, heavy traffic out by the Deegan. It's an accident on that ramp. That's what's causing the delay. Deegan South slowing down at Fordham Road with a crash. And it's busy on the westbound BQE right into Wythe Avenue. A crash taking two lanes. Now over on 6th Avenue at 23rd, a pedestrian accident, so be careful over there. 15 to 20 in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, LIE eastbound out by the Clearview. It's a collision, and traffic is still moving along pretty slowly here as you take it over to the Southern State Parkway westbound, getting out toward the area of 110. Inbound side of the GWB 30, Lincoln 30, Holland still waiting 20. Partly cloudy today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it, covered it. Talk to farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, 941. If I say Mr. Italy, what comes to mind? To me, Mr. Italy was, without a doubt, Mario Perillo. The Perillo family has been operating top-quality tours to Italy for over 74 years. Consider, please, the popular 14-day Italy North Classic Tour. Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, Milano. You come home with memories that last a lifetime. Let's hear what some actual Perillo travelers have to say.
The service and the quality of everything with Perillo, as well as Italy itself. No book can describe it. No pictures can describe it. It is just breathtaking.
Talk to someone that's been on a Perillo tour. I guarantee that they will say that is the only way to go. Perillo has provided every convenience that I could want.
Perillo Tours does everything. They arrange the details. You don't have to lift a finger. They do everything.
And it's so true. Going on this October 19th trip with Frankie Five Burrows and Debbie's going, we're going to have such a great time. But I see how Steve is so meticulous in everything he plans to make sure that you will have the best time ever. Please call Perillo today, okay? 888-PERILLO. It's 888-P-E-R-I-L-L-O or PerilloTours.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Crowley, Vice President and General Manager at Salem, New York. If you're listening to my voice right now, you're a listener to either AM 970 The Answer or AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. If you love one of these stations, and you should, and you have experience in sales, we'd love to talk to you. You already understand our mission and what we do, so now maybe you'd like to join the team and help us in this mission. If you have sales experience and understand digital marketing, we just might have a job for you. Give us a call at 212-857-9638. Ask for Courtney or leave a message with your information. Again, that's 212-857-9638. 212-857-9638. This could be a life-changing opportunity for you. You'll never know if you don't call.
Hey, so much going on at the station. It's true. Thank you, Mr. Crowley. 943 with Joe on the radio. Planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. I always tell you about Mike Connors and how I went over there. Started with a phone call to Lisa, right? And Lisa got me over to Bridget. I went over there, and then Beth was there, Mike's wonderful wife, one in a zillion. Beth is such a great person. And then I met Rose and Kelly and Justin, the great team at Connors and Sullivan, and I sat with Mike, and I went over my ridiculous life and what I want to do, and where's the money going? Mike, I'm working so hard. I got it covered. He had all the answers. And now you can check out some of the seminars that Mike is doing for free, by the way. Free seminars with Mr. Connors himself. It's June 25th tomorrow, 3 West Club tomorrow, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., 3 West 51st Street in Midtown. And then on Thursday this week, June 27th, at Pacioli Ristorante, right on Highland Boulevard on Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. Now, if you can't make any of these free seminars, please call Connors and Sullivan. Lisa and the great team over at Connors and Sullivan are standing by right now. As I speak, it's 718-238-6500. You can get your very own free office appointment. 718-238-6500. As Mike always says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
We played King of the Bomb. Out on the air, the world come charging up the hill, and we were women and men.
This is for you listening right now.
Now there's so much that time and memory fade away. We've got our own roads to ride. There are chances we've got to take. Well, we stood side by side, each one fighting for the other, and we swore until we died we'd always be blood brothers.
I heard that. Yeah, keep that going, Al, if you'd be so kind, my friend. I tell you, it's a great song. And it's about the brotherhood and the sisterhood. And I listened to the song and I rediscovered it. I heard Nils Lofgren on the Springsteen channel, you know, on satellite radio. And I'm saying, wait, that's us. That's us. That's you listening. And, you know, blood brothers, blood sisters, you know, being part of this, not only just with Alan, Frank, and Debbie, but with you. And we'll play pieces of that song as we go along. Just, I'm listening to it. And again, politics aside, because I know you get upset with Mr. Springsteen because of his politics, and he has all the right to believe in what he believes, and you may not believe in it, and I don't. We're completely diametrically opposed when it comes to politics, but talent-wise, and he's got such a love. The E Street Band is such a brotherhood, sisterhood together. That song epitomizes everything that I try to do here on the radio show because I'm so grateful that you're listening. Speaking of which, let's go to Neil on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Neil, good morning. Always appreciate you checking in. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Joe, you were talking about making a movie about America without racism and without this nonsense about white supremacy.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd have a pretty tough time, Joe. Just remember what happened to Dinesh D'Souza. He made those two documentaries,
That's
and they threw him in jail.
That's right.
You don't hear much about him anymore, Joe. And I want to hear you for many, many years, Joe. Don't do it.
I know. And it was Barack Obama who did that. Yes. So thank you very much. We appreciate that very much, Neil. And you're right on the money. Very hard. I'm looking at all the things that are out there, all these popular films, and they're all so negative. And then they take the worst part of society, right? And then they, like in the Italian American community, every Italian American film, it's a gangster film. And a lot of them we joke about. We could quote most of them, you know, but every time, and you got these brilliant directors and Marty Scorsese and Francis Coppola and the great Brian De Palma, you know, and it's all gangster movie. And I've been hucking for years for an Italian-American director like Francis Coppola to do something really positive about the Italian-American community, like the life story of Antonio Meucci. That's a great – here's the guy. Who's he? The guy who invented the telephone over there in Staten Island. He invented the telephone, not Alexander Graham Bell, but inventions, so much has come through the Italian-American community, but all we know are like, oh, they're all gangsters, you know? And it's nice. That's why I love Spielberg, I think, more than anything else. Steven is so true to his heritage. Heritage. I mean, he doesn't, and not only to his heritage as an American, when you see his films, his war films, Saving Private Ryan, and he captured what happened in Normandy better than anything you've seen. So real, but so true to his heritage, like when he did Schindler's List. I wish I would see more positive films out there, you know, for all ethnicity, rather than always tearing us down because I'm tired of it. Let me go to Dave. Dave's a dedicated listener and a great guy. Dave, welcome. Nice of you to call. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Yes, it's a pleasure to speak with you as always, Joe, and speaking of brothers and sisters, the entire listening audience, you all my brothers and my sisters. I just want to say before I make my my initial comment that this past Saturday we buried my father. He passed away 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday, and so we funeralized him on Saturday. You know, some of my aunts, you know, are still here, a couple of them, you know, for a couple of weeks.
Dave, our condolences go out. How old was he, if I may ask, Dave?
Sure. He was 92.
Yeah, God bless. Yeah, Jesus. But yeah. It's always tough. It's just tough. Our hearts go out to you, Dave. And, you know, our condolences to you, my friend. What did you want to talk about aside from that?
Yes, I want you to know that I'm at peace, you know, because, you know, we lived a long life. I want to speak about the stupidity of the reparations argument.
Oh, you know,
it's a dumb one because, you know, it doesn't take rocket science to figure out that no one is living today, slave master or slave. There are no whites living today who owe blacks, and there are no blacks living today, you know, who are owed the payments. So it's a dumb argument, but, you know, it's a hustle by the hard left and the black militants, and they know it's a dumb one, but there's a lot of money to be made in racial hustle.
Go ahead. To make your other point, then I want to say something, Dave. Please, go ahead.
And the only thing that kept me from that rally yesterday against Ilhan Omar is that I live in Jersey and didn't have a way to get there. But I would have been proud to attend as a Muslim American to speak out and say, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, you do not speak for all of us. You know, their ideas are antiquated. You know, it's the old anti-Semitic tropes, as the great Dov Hyken was talking about. And they have no merit. They didn't have any merit back then, and they have no merit today.
Dave, great phone call, and thank you very much. And I just wanted, what I did want to say, and our condolences and our hearts are out to you on the loss of your dad, Dave, and thank you for always listening, and we're praying for you, my friend. He's a black guy, and he's talking about reparations. That's wrong. That's wrong. And there's a great, you know, he's conservative, he's blind, he's a Muslim, he's a black man, and he's against the reparations. Something to think about, but he speaks with such a common sense voice, and he's always such a docile, nice man, and our hearts go out to him on the loss of his dad. No matter how old your parents are, you know, you lose them, that's a heartbreak, Deb, you know? I still miss my daddy. 16 years ago he died.
I know you say it so much, right?
It's my pop, miss my pop. Yeah, my guy.
Must
but
have been
you
a
know
good
what?
Man. Must have been a
the
good
legacy,
man. I'm sure.
The legacy. You try to keep the legacy. You try anyway.
You that, are. You're always... an amazing father. Oh my gosh! And I love that picture in the hospital with your mom or the, wherever
the best.
You were.
Yeah, we were there at the hospital, and we all gathered together, broke every rule to get in. And we really did. We had animals, and it was just, look, you got a party, you get a party. You know what I'm saying?
Aww, look at your mom. I love that picture, your whole family. Yeah, what a great picture.
Did you
picture.
See the silver shoes? Did the Wizard of Oz shoes?
Oh,
nice.
Joey
got them. My son got them. The little glitter shoes. How
look
great were they?
Yeah. She's styling a profile in your mom. I love it.
Deb, we love you. Deb, 953. Debbie's on the roads looking out for you on AM 970. The answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to take it to 287 southbound, exit 35, getting down toward Morristown. It's construction slowing everybody down. 78 west, exit 55. Watch out for an accident in the local lanes. Inbound GWB 30. Lincoln Tunnel looks like you're still waiting about 30 as well. Holland 20 to 25. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic this morning as you head over to the westbound BQE, getting down toward Wythe Avenue. A collision there. And traffic is busy on the southbound side of the Deegan, getting down toward the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx West at the Deegan. It's an accident off on that ramp. Over on 6th Avenue here in town at 23rd, accident involving a pedestrian. And over in Connecticut on the northbound Merritt Parkway, getting up toward exit 29 up through Greenwich. Watch for some ongoing road work over there. You're going to see some delays. Eastbound LIE at the Clearview, it's an accident blocking a lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smart way to buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 1-800-462-3333. That's 1-800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today. Warm this afternoon, high 84. Increasing clouds tonight and becoming more humid. Look for a couple of showers and a heavier thunderstorm late at night, low 68. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning with a shower and thunderstorm. Then clouds will give way to some sun in the afternoon. Warm but humid with a high of 84. For Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy and warm, high 86. AM 970, The Answer.
It's just so funny, Frankie. I'm going to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn in a moment, if I can. But a nice one of our dear followers goes, hey, I have a cool gift. His son is serving in the United States Navy, and we thank him for his service. If it's okay for you, he wants to send me something. Can you give me your radio address? See, so I'm giving him the address because every time something for free, Frank, I'm just saying. You know?
Absolutely.
And I'll take the gifts. You will get something left in the will. That's what you're looking forward to.
Absolutely.
But I'll take the immediate gift, and thank you very much, and thanks again for your service to the country. I'm kind of excited now, getting a gift from the United States Navy. Hey, did you go to Michael's of Brooklyn yet? Did you try it out? You got to go over. And I know I got a lot of buddies in Essex Berks County, Bergen County in Jersey who listen, you know, and down the shore, you know, down toward Tom's River and everything. And if you get a chance, you make a hop, skip, and a jump over to Avenue R. Nostrand, quote unquote, the neighborhood over there in Brooklyn, where Russ Salzberg's from. I think Larry David was brought up in that area. And you got one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, not just in Brooklyn, not just in New York, but in America. One of the five best Italian restaurants. Fred is there. Johnny is there. Michael himself is there. And when you see it, you'll get such a family feel. And then the cuisine, forget about it. I had the calamari. I had the bronzino. And then I asked them to make gnocchi arrabbiata. Because I like gnocchi, because it doesn't bloat me, you know, like pasta does. So I was like, give me the homemade gnocchi. It was so delicate. And then the arrabbiata, oh, everybody, we were out there the other day, everybody was trying it. You will love Michael's of Brooklyn. No matter where you're from, it's time to make the trip out to Avenue R and Nostrand to one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. And the best part about going to Michael's is that chance to experience their authentic legacy of Italian tradition. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years. Hey, Joe on the radio, Frankie Fibro's great show. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Got a lot in this morning. Mamma Mia, let's do this live tomorrow on YouTube, and let's do it on Facebook. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Debbie. Go out and make it the best summer day ever, because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.